Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Saving with Steve Show. My name is Steve Sexton. You know what? This is a wonderful day. Cool thing is we've got about 30 days before the end of the year. Now, with that, we have some wonderful guests for you. We have Ollie Hamishian. Now, Ollie, he's a business owner. He's a mentor to hundreds and hundreds of financial advisors throughout the country. One of the really cool things about Ollie is he delivers high-end results based off a holistic approach. And you know what? He has some pretty innovative designs. But the reason why we have him on today is he's a nationally known best-selling author from the book called Overtaxed. See, we have about 30 days to make some decisions here. And those decisions could be costing you thousands of dollars if you don't make them or use anything. Now, here's the other thing that I think is really important. You know what? Like it or not, every survey that I've heard, or maybe you've heard, taxes are going to go up, whether it's going to be shortly, you know, in the future here, 3 or 4 days, whatever the case may be. So Ollie's going to be talking to us about that. Plus, he's got a new book, and he's going to give us some behind-the-scenes stuff with that. So that's going to be pretty cool. Next, we also have Ken Foster. Ken Foster, he's a keynote speaker, best business strategist. He's a syndicated radio show host. He's heard in over 162 countries. He's a best-selling author of not just one book, but seven. And he's featured on hundreds of radio shows, TV shows, the whole shot. He's going to talk about the courage to change in this environment, and he's going to talk to us about finances. One thing you don't know, or most people don't know, is he used to be a stockbroker. He used to be a principal at a big firm, and he used to be an arbitrator for the NASD, which is no longer around, but he understands what's happening, how to work with people, and he's going to talk about courage in that context, and I think it's something we all really need today. Now, with that, I want to just welcome Ollie in. Ollie, hey, thanks for joining us. I'm excited for what you're about to talk about.
Pleasure's all mine, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So, you know what was really interesting? I was doing some research on your book, Overtaxed, and I started looking at it, and it's like, hold on a second. This book was done in 2016, and it's still selling really, really, really well on Amazon. In fact, I was going on there. I see the ratings at 4.5 stars. People love the book. And I'm just glad you're here to share some advice with us. So tell us a little bit about Overtaxed.
Well, Overtaxed, you know, it's kind of funny you mentioned that it still sells well online because taxes are something that never go out of style, at least tax efficiency, right? Everybody's mm-hmm. looking for strategies or ways to reduce their tax liabilities, either now or in the future. And so Overtaxed was really written to kind of go over those 6 tax-free strategies that are available to people living here in the United States for ways that they can look to grow their money without having to pay a future tax. And so, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people aren't necessarily concerned about reducing their current tax bill. They're more concerned about reducing their future tax bills, as we're probably going to see a higher tax environment in the coming years.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. If you just take a look at the selection that we just had, if we just look at the state of California, and you can look at many other states as well, but California, throughout the whole state and all its different counties, there were 78 different measures or propositions that proposed a tax increase, whether to be your property taxes, your sales taxes, taxes if you live in a fire zone, it didn't matter. They're looking to increase taxes. So, you know what, it's really important that people pay attention to this, especially if you are retired or about to retire, because every little bit you give up to Uncle Sam is money that you can't spend towards having the retirement of your dreams. So it's important that we talk about some of these things that people can do to reduce and eliminate taxes.
That's right. And you know, that's what the book is all about, those 6 tax-free strategies. And I kind of like it because at the end of each chapter that discusses those six tax-free strategies, there's a pros and cons list. So it's really easy if you don't want to read the whole book to kind of cheat your way through it.
Oh, so we got some cliff notes here. So that's kind of cool.
That's
so,
right.
You know what? We've got a few minutes. So could you just kind of go through the six different strategies?
Sure. The number one is the Roth conversions or Roth contributions. It's one of the most powerful tax-free strategies available here in the United States. But while most people are familiar with Roth, many people don't know all of the different nuances to how a Roth account can work and what the benefits can be for them down the line. So that's number one. Number two is a health savings account. The money's got to be used for qualified medical expenses, but it's another great tax-free source of income in retirement to use for those healthcare expenses.
So hold on 1 sec right there on health savings. What you're saying is if somebody gets to the point where they're 65 and retire and have a health savings account, now they have Medicare. That health savings account can be converted into an IRA.
It can be used as retirement account, but if they use it for any other medical expenses, let's say they have long-term care expenses or dental expenses or anything else out of pocket that they're paying, even their deductibles, this HSA can be used actually tax-free, not even tax-deferred. So it can be a very powerful tool in retirement and a way to grow your money, again, without having to pay taxes on that growth. So that's a big one. Cash value life insurance, which you can actually use while you're alive. You don't have to die to get all the benefits. But again, you got to know how to structure
your death.
Exactly. So you got to know how to structure those plans so that they stay tax-free. So those are three of the big ones. Municipal bonds are another one that we see a lot of clients using, especially if they're looking for a more conservative interest type of bearing portfolio and they want that interest to be tax-free. We see 529 accounts used for educational expenses. And the last one is your primary residence, which can be sold tax-free if you resided in it for two of the last 5 years up to a certain exemption. So those are the six tax-free strategies. It's just important to familiarize yourself with all of them and really know how they work. Not every single one is right for every person, but it is a good thing for you to understand so that you can make an educated decision.
So you know what? I know you work with a number of people and you educate and coach people how to be financial advisors and so on. So when you're sitting down with somebody at this time of the year, what are the questions that people should be asking, but they don't think or know to ask right now about their own finances when it comes to taxes?
There's a lot. Some of the big ones I think that people should look out for is bunching deductions to make sure that they're maximizing their deductions as much as possible.
Give me an example of that.
That means maybe using a standard deduction 1 year and then itemizing your deductions the following year, but putting all of the things that you can do in your itemized deductions all in 1 year. So making all your charitable contributions, everything like that, in the year that you're going to itemize your taxes, and then the following year, maybe using a standard deduction and going back and forth like this.
Okay.
So that can be a great strategy. Roth conversion strategies before the end of the year, especially if you have an account that may have taken a little bit of a ding, you can convert it right now at a lower basis, thereby paying less in taxes and have the money grow for you tax-free into the future. So Roth conversions are a big one. I think another one that we see a lot are charitable contributions, and that doesn't have to be direct charitable contributions. We see the use of charitable trusts and donor advised funds as great tools for clients to be able to take advantage of a charitable deduction today, even though the charity doesn't get that money right away. So these are some of the things you want to look out before the end of the year. The main thing I would say is if you don't think that you're maximizing the tax efficiency of your finances, I would work with somebody that can provide you with some tax forecasting and some tax strategies, because many CPAs are busy just preparing taxes. So they're not as concerned about tax strategies or tax forecasting. But if you work with a good advisor that understands that, it can make all the difference in the world for you.
Oh yeah. You know what? I think there's a something that people need to understand is when, you know what, CPAs are considered some of the most trusted advisors out there. The only thing that I see, and I actually talked to somebody this morning about it, where they were looking for tax strategies because they're just about to sell their home and they've got $1 million in gains, and you already know that one exclusion only gets them $500,000. So they're going to pay at least $150,000 more in capital gains. And his CPA didn't have anything for him. And he was trying to understand why his CPA didn't have anything for him. And I said, you know what? Your CPA focuses on filing your tax return. It doesn't focus on how to reduce your taxes in the future other than making sure you have enough deductions.
That's and right.
And most he had the conversation. He said he had the conversation with his CPA and he goes, yeah, he's right. Yeah. I don't know.
Most people just don't understand. There's a difference between tax preparation and tax planning, right? And mm-hmm. so you can have a great CPA and they're great at preparing your taxes, but they may not be a tax strategist or tax planner. And that's where we come into play. So I always tell clients, it's more important what you keep in your pocket than what you make. So really pay attention to taxes.
And I think everybody needs to understand one thing. You do not have an obligation to pay more in tax than your fair share. And when you sit down with somebody, it's really important that you understand how small your fair share could be, regardless of what your income is.
That's right. Tax evasion is a crime. You can go to jail for tax evasion, but tax avoidance is your right as a taxpayer here in the United States of America. So take advantage of that.
And the reality, whether we're in England, you know what? There's a great station that we're on there called UK Health. And you know what? This message echoes, you know, you might be giving advice for the US, but if I talk to a tax planner in the UK, they're going to have similar messages. Hey, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay this just because, I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. But most people say, hey, I'd rather have that in my pocket, or I'd rather convert that. Don't let that fall through the cracks and give it to my kids, pay for their college, go on a trip with the family. So
right.
I think that's really, really, really wonderful. Hey, Ollie, we're about to take a break. Please stick with us. You know, everybody, we'll be right back. So hold on. We'll see you in a second.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello and welcome back. We're talking to Ollie Hamishi and we just finished talking about his book, Overtaxed. I think it is really cool to understand that you have about 30 days before the end of the year. Once that fiscal year's over, there's nothing you could do about 2020 taxes. And one question that I have for you, Ollie, before we get in to the next segment for you is this. The CARES Act enabled people to take out as much as $100,000 and either pay it back over the next 3 years or pay the taxes, okay? For those people who don't really think that they're going to have an opportunity to actually pay it back, what would be the best way to start looking at the tax liability?
That's really depends on their individual situations. Again, a great reason why you should work with a tax planner or somebody that understands tax strategies. Everybody's situation is different. For some people, it might be better off to defer paying the taxes until the third year. But remember, you might be paying a lot more in taxes all at once. Again, if you can plan this accordingly, though, you may have more deductions in that year, or you may just have less income in that specific year. So you might be better off paying more of the taxes in a specific year than just splitting it evenly over the 3 years. So this is something important for people to look at in their own individual situations if they qualify for what we refer to as a CRD, a coronavirus-related distribution under the CARES Act. The next step after that is understanding the taxes and how it's going to affect them and come up with a strategy.
So coronavirus
related distribution, CRD.
Okay, so what do you you have to be affected by coronavirus means you have to have lost your job, you might have had an illness, those type of things?
Those type of things. Reduce pay, issues in the family with other family members having coronavirus. There are a number of different qualifications for that coronavirus-related distribution. And there is some still question about that law as the language is somewhat ambiguous, maybe on purpose.
Okay. So that's really good to know because some people could think, hey, I'm just going to go take out $100,000 and go do this, and that they might not even be able to do that, and they could be paying taxes. So it's like you said, it's very, very, very important to talk to a tax professional. Are you okay if I give out your information line?
I'm more than happy. Again, my name is Ali. I'm a certified financial planner, chartered financial consultant, and the president of Kinetic Financial, but I'd be more than happy to share our contact information if anybody
please,
needs any
please,
help.
Please do that because I know people are going to ask.
Yeah, you can reach us directly at our 800 number, which is 800-711-4818. You can also email us info@kineticfinancial.com and you can visit our website, which is www.kineticfinancial.com.
That's perfect. So I think it's really important that people need to know that whether they're in Florida or California, New York or Texas, you know what, you can help them out because, you know, the next 30 days are going to be something else for everybody, especially when they try to navigate all that's happening with this coronavirus and their taxes. So
that's right. And possibly next year, we might see a whole slew of new tax laws, like you had mentioned, Steve. So that presents some opportunities as well.
I agree with that. You know what? Taxes are going to go up. It could happen next year. Hopefully it won't, but it could. So you, it's important to be prepared. Now, what I'd like to do is just talk to you about the book that's coming out. I know that you're working on a title, but I also know it's focused on five traits that can erode one's retirement. Is that correct?
That's right. We have a working title, Overdrawn, kind of staying in the same theme as Overtax. All about the five things that can really deteriorate your retirement and that you should look out for. Some of them are a little bit more obvious, and some of them are things that many people haven't thought about at all.
Could you pop through them?
Sure. Okay. The big one is risk. I think a lot of people understand that how risk can be very dangerous in their retirement years. You know, losing money when you are accumulating your assets and contributing to your retirement accounts is not that big of a deal, but when you're withdrawing money from your retirement accounts, if you take a 30, 40, 50% loss, that can be absolutely terrible in retirement. So we talk a lot about risk being one thing, but it's not just market risk. There are interest rate risk, default risk, lots of different types of risks that people need to pay attention to in their portfolio outside of just the stock market alone.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that because we were just talking about one, which is regulatory risk, and that's taxes.
Yep.
So one of the things that I'd like to talk to you about is, you know what, you go through periods in the market where it just seems to just keep going up and it's not rational, but people go, wow, it's going up because they don't really know what they don't know. And then all of a sudden they get punched in the mouth when it goes down and they don't know why. And then they go stick their finger at their advisor that they haven't talked to in a year and say it's their fault. Okay. So if you're in that position where everything's going really, really, really well, and this would be a great time to sit down with a financial advisor and have everything analyzed before or while things are going good, before there's a correction, because there's always too late when it's a correction. Okay. And then you just kind of got to wait a couple few years. And one of the things that's really interesting that people don't realize, if you have that 30% loss, just to get even, you need a 43% return. But if you're going to take 4 or 5% out, okay, that 43% return over a 5-year period actually turns into a 60 or 70% return just to break even.
Right.
And that could erode somebody's retirement to the point where they don't have the retirement of their dreams. They have to cut back their expenses. And I've seen this, especially in 08, but I've seen this way too much. Is this something that you're talking about in the book?
That's exactly right. And how it's important to plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? We do stress tests on retirement portfolios to see how a 2000 through 2002 scenario followed by a 2008 and 2009 scenario would affect the retirement. I know that was a bad 10 years where we saw a double dip recession. But again, I like my clients to be prepared for the worst case scenario. If it doesn't turn out that it's the worst case scenario, they're still happy. But if we've planned for that worst case scenario, then we don't have to lose any sleep at night.
Well, the reality is if you look at a 30-year period where somebody's typically 20 to 30 years, it's likely that could occur.
That's exactly
not,
right.
It might not. There's likely a portion of that's going to occur.
Yeah, there's in a 30-year window, you're most likely going to see a lot of different market scenarios. And so being prepared for all of them is the most important thing you can do.
Okay. So what are some other things, some other traits?
Number two is taxes, which is funny because the first book is all about tax-free strategies, but just as everything in financial planning is kind of interrelated, taxes falls into retirement planning as we have to think about that when we are retired and withdrawing money. And it's one of the things that we have very little control over. So having a plan and being able to take money out of the right place at the right time is key for people that are retiring, which means having some assets that are tax-free that you can access in years where taxes are high, and having some assets that are taxable or tax-deferred that you can access in years where taxes are low will put you in a position of power instead of letting the IRS dictate what your net paycheck will be. So taxes is another big one that we talk about in the book. Number three is healthcare. We talk about how expensive healthcare is getting, and with people living longer and longer, it's going to be an inevitable expense that you're going to face in retirement, and probably a pretty large one. So that's something that we talk a lot about. Inflation is a big one that I like to bring up with people because it's kind of the silent killer, right? We all forget about inflation, but it's a big one. And then the last one, maybe one of the most important, but one of the least looked at, are fees, because retirees sometimes do not realize that they're overpaying in portfolio management fees, internal expense fees, transaction costs. All of those fees can really start to add up, and that can be really detrimental in retirement.
You know what, when we come down to you don't know what you don't know, just a quick story. I was working with somebody a few years back. He was a vice president of engineering for a company, and she was an executive in our university system. Mm-hmm. And they both made a ton of money, and they went with a firm, you know, nice firm. But they thought that they were only spending $10,000 a year on their financial management, okay? And they had this big old contract and all that stuff, and the guy said, hey, it's just $10,000 a year. But they were going to do their taxes and a whole bunch of things. And what they didn't see when the people did their taxes every year was the fact that they were getting charged for consultants to come in and look at the portfolio, and they'd get their prorated share of consultants. When they called them about their mortgage, they would get a fee for that. In fact, their average fee was $35,000 a year. And what they were doing is they were looking at me going, hey, we don't quite understand why we're only making about 3.5% a year. And I said, let me show you. And when I actually showed them the document that came from the company that said, this is what your fee is this year, and it was just into their itemized deduction. And then I explained to them, you know what, if that had gone away, it would have been horrible because you couldn't write it off. You could write it off back then. So a lot of times people, again, just don't know what they don't know.
That's
And it's really important whether you're here in the US and Canada, the UK, everybody pays taxes. It's really important to sit down and talk with somebody like you who's a tax planner to lower and eliminate those taxes. Not only now, but more importantly in the future when you need to spend that money in retirement, because it could relate to being able to afford those health issues down the road.
Yep. And if you add all of these pieces of financial planning together and you think about it, even a little bit, little pieces added together make a big difference. So if we can help you reduce your risk a little bit, increase your tax efficiency just a little bit, reduce your fees slightly, if add all of these things up together and all of a sudden it starts to have a pretty big difference.
Well, if you think about it, if it's the difference of 3 or 4% on $1 million, you're looking at $30,000 or $40,000 a year over 10 years, it's $300,000 to $400,000. That's a big difference in anybody's retirement.
That's exactly right. That doesn't even include compounding. So that's why it's so important. Every dollar starts to add up. Every percentage points really counts, especially the more money you have. So that's why I always say work with a good holistic financial advisor or financial planner so that they can make sure that all of these different things, your investments, your taxes, your retirement, your insurance, and your estate plan, all five of these areas are working together in concert cohesively.
You know what, Ollie, that's outstanding advice. I want to thank you for joining us today. Really quick, when is the new book coming out?
We are shooting for it to be out hopefully within the next 3 to 6 months. That's the goal. We're in the final stages of drafting the book. So it looks like we're pretty much on target. And we have another book that is planned to come out shortly after that as well. So I'll have to get back on with you and talk to you about the new book as well as the third book that'll be coming out. Again, my name's Ali, president of Kinetic Financial. You can reach us at 800-711-4818 or on our website at www.kineticfinancial.com.
Ollie, thanks again for joining us. Hey, stick with us. We've got Ken Foster talking about courage and finance right after this break.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back. You know what? Before we get going with Ken Foster, I just want to add a few little comments in reference to all the wonderful advice that Ollie imparted on us. Again, Ollie's that author, national bestselling author of Overtaxed. You're going to see his book coming out in about 90 days or so. Overdrafted, which is going to go through the five traits that can erode your retirement. And you know what? You just want to get those books. They're inexpensive, but geez, I can see why they're bestsellers. Now, let's just have a conversation about other things that can erode your retirement. Some of that's debt. Some of that's what we spend our money on and how we go about spending those dollars. One of the things I always like to talk about is how to get more and spend less. So for example, whether you're with AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile or whatever cell phone carrier you are, there's always a carrier that's on the same network, okay? AT&T is coming out with 5G. You know, a couple of years from now, it'll be 6G. But you know what? There's always carriers that aren't as big that on the same network that'll provide you essentially the same service. Instead of paying $50 for AT&T or T-Mobile or whatever, you can actually end up paying less, like $20 or $30, not have the contract, and get the service that you need. And again, if it's $20 less, that's $20 you're not spending every month. When it comes to your cable bill, again, whether you're in the States or in the, whether you're in the UK, I want to throw one of our wonderful network partners is UK Health Radio. I want to say hi to y'all here. If you start looking at your cable providers or your internet providers that provide streaming TV and stuff like that, take a look at the packages. You might find that you can just buy the internet, okay? Hey, my internet with all the taxes and fees is $99, all right? $99. Or for you guys in the UK, that might be £100, all right? But if you take looking at over here in the States, it's called Hulu Live, AT&T Live. It might be something different where you live. But look into it. I did. Found out it was $54.99. So instead of paying $272 a month, I was paying about $160 a month, $150 a month on cable. So you know what? $120 savings. So, hey, I got $150 a month I'm saving. That's $1,800 a year. I start looking at other things. Like you have to have car insurance or home insurance. Hey, you know, now I have time. I can bundle all those together. So the reality is I can spend less in these areas. I start looking at, hey, I used to bring my lunch every single day. Now what I do is I start looking at, hey, how can I make those meals, prepare those meals so I spend less? I look at creating volume opportunities for me. I also look at all the apps that I'm getting paid for or I'm paying for through my phone. So for example, I have a next door neighbor that's into fitness. Oh, he loves fitness, but he's got the New Balance app. He's got the Adidas app. He's got the P90X app. His wife's got the Weight Watchers app. His wife also have Jazzercise. They have about 8 apps, okay? And I said, okay, how many of them do you use? How many do you use? You know what? Turns out they actually have created their own little workouts and they don't use any of them, okay? Between all of them, it was about $150 a month that they weren't using and haven't used for the last 6 months because they created their own apps, their own way of eating, the whole shot to go along with the Weight Watchers. And the reality is, as I said, hey, if you canceled those, how would it make a difference in your life? And they said it wouldn't. So the reality is they just saved $150 a month just from doing things like that. Take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at those apps, whether it's a food delivery app, whether, you know what, you're subscribing to a service, you know what, like Amazon, you can pay $15.99 if you love the streaming services and like the discounts and the free delivery, great. But if you're not using it, get rid of it, okay? If you've got Netflix and, you know, a whole bunch of those streaming apps and you're not using, get rid of them, okay? Don't be spending on things that you're not using, all right? Same thing with going to the fitness club or whatever the case may be. So what I want to impart here is this. When you're looking at reducing and eliminating expenses, you can do the same things. You just got to find parallel services. A lot of time those parallel services will be less. You just haven't heard of all the people who are providers because you're being advertised to by the big four, big five. When you're looking at fees, when it comes to banking, say you've had problems with this, you know, this pandemic that we're having, there's nothing wrong with calling the bank and say, hey, I've been a customer for 22 years. How can we reduce, how can we eliminate these overdraft fees or my credit card fees, okay? Same thing talking to the credit card companies. Hey, look, hey, I'm in the middle of this pandemic and, you know, things are tight. How can I reduce my monthly payment or the interest rate that I pay, okay? There's nothing wrong with asking that. And the reason why there's nothing wrong with asking that when it comes to credit cards is those credit card companies don't want to be in a position like they were in 2008-09 where people just defaulted on their credit card debt. They'd rather wipe off some of the balance, reduce your monthly payment and your interest rate, and still have you pay on that debt as opposed to default on that debt. So it's really very, very important. Same thing comes with the car situation. I talked to a number of people. One person I know got a Volkswagen 2 years ago, was on Volkswagen finance. They had a conversation with him and discussed what was going on with him. And he says, hey, is there any way that I could, you know, forgo making payments? I need the car. I want the car. Once I get a job again, I'll pay it. And basically what they did is they actually gave him 9 months of forbearance, which means he didn't have to make a payment for 9 months, but they extended, or they worked out a situation where they were able to extend his payments. And by doing so, it gave him the flexibility to cover the food in his house, the rent in his house, and all that stuff until he got a new job. So it's important to ask. Don't hide when it comes to credit issues. And look at ways to work with people. I will say one thing about customer service. A lot of times, you're going to get somebody who will have to go to a supervisor, okay? Or they'll say they can't do that, or they're not able to do that. All you need to do is hang up and call them back and hopefully get a different customer service person. Sometimes it's just talking to the right person that will go and talk to the supervisor. Well, the thing that could kill this deal for you is if you start getting upset, getting mean, calling people's names. Stay nice, always be nice. It will make a difference, and it'll have somebody help work with you even harder than they did before. Now, last thing I want to impart before we move off and speak with Ken is this. We will likely see this pandemic ebb and flow. So it's very, very important that you look at ways to add or safeguard your cash. Make sure you've got your credit, okay? Because you don't know when you're going to need to use them. So for example, if you are receiving some sort of subsistence, unemployment, some sort of a stimulus, whether you live here or the UK, no problems. Cut your debt down or your budget is down as much as possible and save as much as possible. You never know when that's going to run out. There's going to come a time where the country doesn't think they need to stimulate things anymore. And as such, okay, you're going to be left out if you've been spending it all. So save it. Next thing, if you have the ability to get additional credit card that might provide $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $10,000 worth of credit to you, but you don't use it, you just safeguard it in case things get real tough, that would be a smart thing to do, okay? So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us for this portion of the segment. Wasn't Ollie's portion outstanding about taxes? Wait till Ken Foster shows up. He's going to be right here just in a few moments. We're going to take a few minutes, pay some bills. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello and welcome back. This is Steve Sexton with Saving with Steve. I want to again take a moment to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends, family, associates know about the show. Also, you can get replays that are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. And if you would enjoy the show, please subscribe. I think we're going to love that. I would like to send out my appreciation to our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, and Talk News Radio out of New York City. Now, on the second half of the show, we've got a treat for you. Our guest today is not only a best-selling author, a syndicator radio show host. He's also redefining courage, helping changemakers share their work on the world stage. Ken D. Foster, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be on your show today. Boy, a lot going on in the world today, isn't there?
Yes, it is. That is like an understatement.
Well, you know what I see, Steve? There's a lot of uncertainty in the world today. And in America, we love certainty. We like to know, you know, what our coffee's going to taste like in the morning, what we're going to have for breakfast, where we're going to go to work, what car we're going to drive. We really like certainty, but what's going on right now is a lot of uncertainty in this time. A lot of uncertainty, and people are uncomfortable with that. They don't like knowing, being in the unknown.
That I agree. That in fact, that's probably one of the things that creates a a lot of anxiety, especially nowadays with some of the lockdowns and so on. And you know what, they just keep seeing it on the news. They keep seeing it on the radio and it scares them.
Well, it scares people because they don't know what the future holds. But you know what I found? Yeah, I've been working with individuals for over 26 years now. As you know, my background, I was a stockbroker, security principal, arbitrator for the NASD. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a financial success in those areas and in my life. And, you know, several years after that career, I realized that it's awesome to make lots of money and have lots of success. That's great. But I know so many people, especially today, they have a lot of money. Right now, they're afraid of losing their money. They're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid of losing their family members. They're afraid of losing their health. They're afraid of losing their loved ones. They're just in a place of fear. And what I've found over the years is that that really stops us from our own creativity, our own path of courage. So, you know, my life has been dedicated to helping people find that courage. In fact, as you know, I wrote a new book called The Courage Has Changed Everything. We can talk about later on, but
oh, please.
I've been helping people find that courage and really redefine what courage even means.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you know what, you're on this journey to help other people, help them with the courage to change, just like your book says. What experience in business or life changed that the most for you? What really made that? How did you get into that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it was back in the early 90s, actually. I was seeing a psychiatrist, and I'd seen him for about a year. He was a great guy. I remember he had these silver hair and robin egg blue eyes, and just a very stout looking man. He had kind of a Jungian feel to me, like a Carl Jung or something. I'd walk into his office, you know, and have this big chair he'd sit in. And so I came into the offices one day and I said, "Doc, I've been hearing these voices." Now, that probably wasn't new for me. I've been hearing things all my life, right? but anyway, his response to it was rather unique. He said to me, "Ken, what's the voice you're hearing?" I said, "I'm hearing this voice that says you've got to feel the pain to make the change." And he looked at me and he said, "Ken," with these loving, compassionate eyes, he said, "Ken, I can't do anything more for you. You have to follow that voice." And I'll never forget walking out of that office thinking, man, am I crazy or is he nuts? I mean, he's telling me to follow a voice. But as it turned out, that was the voice of courage. And that was the voice that when I listened to it was the voice of truth. And that was the voice of my inner wisdom. Mm-hmm. And so I did listen to that voice and I started following that path. I'd learned along the way that, you know, Leonardo da Vinci and many of the spiritual sages tell us that isolation is the price of greatness. See, I heard that voice when I got still, I got quiet and I could hear that. And in today's world, how does that apply? Well, it applies today because we do need to take time for ourselves. And we have the opportunity right now to slow down to mm-hmm. succeed, slow down to succeed, slow down, tune in to our own inner voices and start to decide what's inside of us. And here's what I mean by that, Steve. So many times we're going from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
So many people are distracted, right? You know, and, you know, at one point we have to wake up and say, enough is enough. You know, who am I? What's really going to bring me happiness and joy? I can make all the money in the world. That's great. My investments might go up, might go down. You know, how do I respond to that when they go up and down? Well, how do I respond to my wife when she says something I don't like, or a friend, or when the world economies are collapsing, or when maybe they're booming? How am I responding to all that? That's the inner game of business, and that's the game that takes courage, and that's what I specialize in today. So in today's world, we really need to take time to slow down to succeed, tune in, and start to ask deep questions of ourselves if we were to make the changes that were necessary for us to survive and thrive mm-hmm. in the coming change that's happening to all of us.
That's a wonderful explanation. And you know what? Just thinking through that logically, somebody who handles people's finances, people are moving at such a fast pace. Husbands and wives both working or trying to work. They've got kids. So it goes from getting up, getting everybody ready, to going to work, to shuffling off to the kids off to practice, to coming home, eating dinner, and being so exhausted, you just watch TV until it's time to go to bed, or you start drinking, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. And there's no, like you said, there's no time to really decompress and start thinking for oneself.
Well, there's not. And what that leads to, if we just keep distracting ourselves from ourselves, is what it leads to is stress, overwhelm, depression, anxiety, a sense of lack of fulfillment, lack of knowing who we are. There's no sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things are happening if we don't stop and do the work. You know, a friend of mine, his name is Robert Allen. He wrote a book called Nothing Down in Real Estate years ago and became a New York Times bestseller. And then he went on to write 7 more New York Times bestselling books. And Robert was telling me, you know, that we all need to really look at the inner game of our life. We need to look at, you know, what is going on inside of us. It's, you know, it's not so much about what we have or what we don't have. It really comes down to, Steve, what is it inside of us that is going to be fulfilled no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in this world? I think that's a question for us to answer. A lot of us are in a place where, you know, the children, I think of the children right now, they're locked down, they're at home here in California, and those children are in a place they've never been before. They're used to socializing. They're used to being out and learning one-on-one with their teachers. They're used to playing sports and being out in the air and having fun together, right? Mm-hmm. So much has changed for them. How do we find the courage to be with those children and help them to thrive in this time? Mm-hmm. It's a question I ask adults too. How do you thrive in this time? Are you turning on the news? Are you distracting yourself? And are you complaining? Are you worrying? Are you fearful? If you are, gosh, I don't know about you, but man, when I feel those things, I think I know what happens. I think the body starts to shut down. I think the immune systems start to shut down. I think we get psychologically sick, which impacts the genes and the immune system. And we actually start to get physically sick when we're not in a place of not being a Pollyanna by any means, but in a place of positivity, a place of looking for what's good and what we can do to make the changes we need to do in all areas of life. I know your show's all about finance, so we can talk about, you know, actually, what are the changes we need to do in finance.
That actually is a very important thing, and it really has a lot to do with finance. Whether you're running a business, whether you're handling your working for somebody, if you don't feel like you have some sort of control or direction in the area that you want to go, you're going to feel that way. And I think it's important that people understand, hey, how do I go about getting myself in a position to where I can, or an exercise that they could do to get themselves in a position so they can feel they have some sort of control to move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. So it is. And here's the thing. Don't you kind of feel this way, Steve? I've talked to a lot of people about this and everybody says the same thing. You know, it seems like common sense is very uncommon out there right now. And, you know, and I thought to myself, well, you know, we have a lot of really people making, especially in government right now, they seem to be making some really weird decisions, not necessarily the highest and best decisions for their people that they serve. And so you go, well, where's the common sense in this? Well, here's what I've found, you know, and this is really important for when you're developing a portfolio and when you're trying to make the right choices. And that is that we really need to tune into our common sense, another word for intuition. So we need to tune into our intuition. And what is that? Well, intuition is developed. It's not something we're all born with it, but most of us don't have developed common sense. So how do you develop it? Well, you can develop it 3 ways. You can learn from others.
And I'm going to hold you right there for a second. We need to take a break.
Okay.
So just hold on. We got to pay some bills. And we'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
So I want to welcome everybody back to Saving with Steve. We're talking with Ken Foster. He's got some wonderful insights. We're talking about business here and how people can start controlling themselves in this environment. So Ken, let's continue on with the thoughts that you had before. I think it was just wonderful because you were talking about how people are so involved with their daily life and then what's going on. They see one thing and another thing and another thing that's they feel like it's preventing them from moving forward. And you're saying, hey, you know what? How do we create an environment for ourselves to where we can see the path forward and start taking control of that path?
Absolutely. And I was talking about we need to slow down to succeed. And one of the ways we do that when we slow down to succeed is we start to develop our intuition or our common sense. And I was going to say there's three ways to develop intuition. One is you can learn from others. One is you can learn through experience. Put your hand on a hot stove. You just learned. You have some wisdom. And the third way to do it is to quiet our mind, still our mind, and go into a quiet place with ourselves and contemplate. Albert Einstein was a great contemplator. In fact, Albert Einstein once said, "All I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details," right? What did he mean by that? Contemplate that yourself and ask yourself, what does Albert really mean by that? Well, I've been doing this for a while, and I realize there's the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind. And when you can, a subconscious mind is everything you've seen, tasted, touched, felt, experienced in the past. Mm-hmm. The conscious mind is everything that's going on right now. What's the superconscious mind? That's what Albert Einstein was talking about. We tap into that. Now, why is that important in investing? Well, gosh, you know, the superconscious mind or intuition is 100% accurate. Wouldn't you like to make 100% decisions? I don't know of too many people that know how to tap into that in a deep way, but there are people that are tapping into that in a consistent way. In fact, I would say that some of the geniuses in the world, maybe even Warren Buffett, he comes to mind. You know, some of the real people that really are picking the right stocks time and time and time again, how come they have that common sense that they know what to do? Because they've learned how to use the power of their mind to generate, to tap into that superconscious mind. That's why it's so important.
Is this the focus of your new book, The Courage to Change Everything?
Well, if you allow me to share my little commercial on there that people can listen to, and then we can talk about the book. That'd be awesome.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
That's a great commercial, Ken.
Thanks, Steve. Well, so, you know, I wanted to play that only because, listen, it really does sum up exactly what the book is about. It's about you having a guide to reprogram your thinking on a daily basis. Imagine if what stops us from having the life we want, having the relationships we want, the amount of money we want, the travel we want, the health we want. What is that? You know, it's poor choices. That's it.
It's
what if we could reprogram our mind to be able to have the right choices? So the wisdom in that book doesn't, by the way, all come from me. It comes from sources that I've studied over the last two decades. Some of the most wise people on our planet, from Stephen Jobs to Gandhi to Yogananda to Jesus Christ, you name it, the most wise information that they gave us is in that book to help you to really realize your own brilliance, your own genius, your own amazing grace that's within all of us. So I hope you people will check it out. They can get it.
So hold on a second. Change. So what you're saying about the book is this. Many people, and I understand this because I've seen this in people, I've seen this in friends, I've seen this in family members, where their past history, their past self-doubts come in and hold them back. And basically what they're going to learn in this book is how to kind of wipe those self-doubts out, how to not allow them to prevent you or create that roadblock for moving forward. Is that?
That's one aspect of it. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, Steve. It's like having a coach, a life and a business coach or business strategist with you, and you wake up in the morning, you sit down and go, you know, gosh, it feels like a crappy day. I don't know how I feel. Oh, I know. I'm going to pick up the courage to change everything. I'm going to read the daily guidance for the day. I'm going to be inspired. I'm going to light up my mind. Now my mind's going to be awake and ready to go out and do the things it needs to do. And it helps you to focus, because I ask specific questions every day. Questions like, what are the three most important things that you can do today? What has to happen for you to have a quantum breakthrough in your life? Who are you at the core of your being? Why? What's stopping your success? Every day, I drip a few questions on you so that you're like, "Wow, I can do this. I'm better than what I think I am." We all get stuck. I don't know about you. Every client I've ever had has gotten stuck and messed up, and life happens. You know, we make mistakes.
We all do that.
You know, people mess up. Our family members mess up. You know, mm-hmm. How do we handle that and keep moving forward towards our dreams, towards our life purpose, towards becoming the best version of ourselves? That's why I wrote the book. So you got a guide now. You know how to do it. It's right there. All you have to do is pick it up every day and follow the wisdom. It'll be there for you.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. We have about 3 minutes left. What message would you want to impart on the financial world right now?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell them to go pick up the book at couragetochange.us. yeah, I want to get that self-promotion in a little bit there, Steve. You know, in the financial world, I can't tell you how important it is right now to block out an hour of your day to take time for yourself. To go within yourself, to write out your biggest challenges, contemplate those challenges, allow yourself to spend time with yourself, maybe in meditation, contemplation, maybe in prayer even. You know, I don't know what anybody's path is here, but that's not what's important. It's not your path, it's your purpose. And it's also for you to go deep within yourself to find out, you know, what's most important for you right now. You know, if you can do that, what happens is that, you know, a lot of the polarization that we have in this world goes away when people connect with themselves and their highest values. If I were to ask you, you know, Steve, what's your highest value? You know, you tell me immediately, right? Our highest values. And then I just say, are you living those? Because if we're living them, our life is getting better and better. But if we're not, we're probably in misery. We're suffering. We're going through challenges. You know, life is a big school, man. If our listeners haven't figured that out, we got to figure it out. It's a big school. And if you're learning and you're growing, guess what? It gets better. My last thought on that, how much do I have here? About a minute?
Minute 30.
Okay. I never forget, I 1999, I was working with Tony Robbins. He hired me at about 500 people to go work for him. Mm-hmm. And he told me one thing I'll never forget. He says, you know, Ken, good work, you'll get poor results. If you do great work, you'll get good results. If you do outstanding work, you'll get it all. So many people do good things and good work, but they get poor results. We have to take it up to the next level. That's what my book helps people do. Courage to Change Everything. And you can get it at couragetochange.com. Thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, Ken, thanks for joining us today. I think it's wonderful. I'm going to give a shameless plug for your book one more time as well. The Courage to Change Everything. You can go to www.couragetochange.us. And I want to thank you for being here today. I think your message is so very relevant, especially in this financial, the way the world is happening right now with lockdowns all over the world. You know, whether we're here in the U.S. or England, or India, it doesn't matter. All these things apply. And I just want to say thank you for joining us today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Hey, go to savingwithsteve.us. You can take a look at the show if you want to see Ken again, if you want to see Ollie again. And you know what? We'll look forward to seeing you next week, where we have a wonderful travel expert by the name of Wayne Dunlop brought this wonderful book called Plan Your Escape. It's how to travel the world on less than what it costs to live at home. Look forward to seeing you next week. This is Steve Sexton here with Saving with Steve. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.